Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new live episode of Flesh Wound Farce. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me as always on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world's famous juggler, Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
Man, it's a bittersweet day. I found out the park that I got my first job at, Great America, will be closing sometime within the next 11 years. They sold the property. They have 11 years that are on the lease. They can do whatever they want with it. But so it's a sad moment there, but a great moment to be getting into this wonderful film. And Great America was a Paramount property back in the day.
You're right. Absolutely.
And maybe you got to read it for our audio listeners.
Ozzy. Big T, Ozzy better have liked this one, Dan. Now, we'll get to that shortly, and I don't think people are going to be disappointed. Before I move on, also like to introduce the third voice you heard, Flesh Wound producer Todd. How you doing, Todd?
I'm good. I'm back. All right, we're
good. Now, this is the show where we discuss and review your and our favorite comedy films. And, I mean, I'll finish that statement later because I don't want to spoil anything, but this week we are discussing and reviewing Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe, the streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus beginning June 23rd. Todd, you got a trailer available?
I do.
Let's roll it.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition.
The Earth sucks.
Wait a minute.
I think the floor is not working. Look at that number up there on the billboard.
There's a 2, and then some kind of circle.
No, dumbass, not that number. That one. 69. This show sucks. It's like just these fat people standing there.
I am Cornholio! I need TV for my bunker!
Who are you, fart knockers?
Amusing, yes.
Yes, humorous, yes.
Satirical comment on the time.
Yes, amusing.
Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe, a new movie streaming June 23rd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Beavis, this changes everything.
Holy Toledo. Okay, now we did have some comments going on as the trailer was going. Some was saying we better not get any Ozzy rage tonight. We won't, I'll tell you that right now. Initial thoughts, should just actually take care of this right now. Now, as mentioned, started streaming last Thursday, June 23rd of this year with a runtime of 87 minutes. Now, because it is a TV streaming, technically, it has a rating of TV-14 rather than the traditional PG, PG-13, or R. Writers Mike Judge for the characters, Lou Morton and Guy and Ian Maxtone Graham for the story, directed by John Rice and Albert Caleros. It was interesting about when I was looking up John Rice. He served as a supervising producer on the first episode of the 2011 season of Beavis and Butthead when they brought it back for a year. It's the Werewolves of Highland and Crying, which we'll get into a bit of a Beavis and Butthead discussion later. But first, about this movie, initial thoughts. I mean, Todd, you always mention that during as the trailer rolls, you can see both our expressions. And I know that you saw me dying during one part of it. I mean, it wasn't only a great dumb movie, but just alone, it was a great, like, stupid 90-minute. I don't know about that. We'll see what happens. Stupid 90-minute movie that was kept going from start to finish, entertained the entire time. Greg?
Yeah, no, it was the same thing. I was kind of nervous about this movie just because of what the Do America was and how fantastic that movie was. But yeah, I definitely was. I'm super happy with what they did. I think they hit the right notes, didn't make it exactly the same, but, you know, just made a great, fun film.
Todd.
Big T nailed it earlier. This was the most refreshing 90s nostalgia in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was. And I liked how we were brought to modern times, I'll just go with.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't feel the need to like grow, like age the characters up or anything. It just, now we can do whatever we want with them in the modern time.
And that's the benefit of having animation, is you can suspend your disbelief a little bit more than you could with a live action movie, which is why we've had as Dan mentioned earlier, hashtag Aussie rage moments with stupid movies like Hot Dog, the movie Joysticks, and Private School. Go watch those. Actually, no, I meant our episodes, not the movies. But anyway, back to this one. Absolutely.
I can imagine Ozzy's response when he was watching Private School.
Oh, you're such an asshole!
For those listening on the audio version, God just put a shot of me with don't do it again. Don't do it again.
Oh, is that what you were talking about earlier?
Yes. Todd took me to the airport last week. I'd wash my hair. I don't blow dry, so it air dries, and I have wet, curly hair. God damn
let's
it.
Let's see anything.
We finally had a good movie we could do a live review on, and you had to be a complete jerk and have that go on the screen.
What were your last words to me when I dropped you off at the airport? If you could
say that, I was being funny, and that has nothing to do with this movie, which is why we are all here, which is why everybody's watching to continue discussing this movie.
You know, I did get another picture of your other
You knock it off?
Of your other dinner buddy.
Could, oh my God. All right, for those listening on the audio version, I'm going to have to describe what we see here on the screen. This is the photo that Todd likes to be a jerk to put on the screen of me eating ribs because I wanted to do that joke one time for Anchorman. And me, on the shirt is Photoshopped.
No, that's a real shirt.
Do not lie! Is a picture Photoshopped, and then sitting next to me is Photoshopped of Jim Cornette eating ribs next to me. It's pretty funny, but I'm angry and I'm laughing at the same time. So that's what you're seeing is where the middle is right now. Can we get back to the movie?
Yes.
Well, is it out of your system?
We'll raise your blood pressure at the end.
Oh man. Okay. Well, let's go on to our favorite lines movies, and anybody watching, feel free to chime in on the. In the comments with your favorite lines moments if we haven't mentioned it. But it happened early on for me, and it happened again in the trailer, and that was the moment that I laughed the absolute hardest, where I'm not going to say what it is because just it happens at the very beginning. And I hate when I pick a moment that happens so close to the beginning as, like, you know, my favorite moment. But at the same time, to be fair, I literally laughed so hard I had no oxygen. And I felt pain in my brain that I was laughing so hard from this moment. So I'm just going to say, you saw it in the trailer. There's a moment Beavis flies across the room. When you see why he flies across the room, it's like I was back in junior high all over again.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. Enjoying that. Yeah.
Beavis and Butthead watch Joysticks. Yeah. Would you not pop if that was a bumper on a new episode? They're watching it, talking shit on it.
Yeah, I would, because they would have plenty to talk about. Greg.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that moment was definitely in my top set of moments. And I was keeping it in there because I thought, you know, maybe someone will choose it, maybe not. But, you know, I'm just going to say that that did, you know, it kicked off the movie well. But my moment, I'm just going to say nachos. That's all I got to say. It was so good. Man, it was fantastic. I actually, this is one of those few movies that, like, I watched again after I watched it. Because, yeah, it was, it's, yeah, fantastic.
So I, whenever we have a live episode, I like to watch the movies, as you guys know. I try to start them at 7, so that way I have about half hour, 15 minutes to get ready for the show. But it's, so everything's fresh in my mind, because I want to get people as though, like, I was just exiting the theater. You know what I mean? What'd you think? This is what I thought. But I do have a desire to watch it again. And it's not like a, yeah, it's just one of those movies where it's like towards the end, it's just, and it's after it's over, it's like, I want to see this again. Mm-hmm, easily. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. Todd.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the one Greg mentioned was like on my list because it was my number two. Because I was afraid if some of these would be gone by the time it came to me. My favorite bit, white privilege.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad because I really feel like these three moments were my top three moments. They're just so good.
I have one more. Pugs like wanted me to mention, he was talking about it all weekend, his favorite bit, which was when the kick in the nuts and then he sounds like a dolphin.
Wait, he sounds like a dolphin? That's, I don't even know, because I was laughing so hard.
That's
I didn't hear anything. Like I said, I had pain in my brain. All my senses went numb. And now when I watch it the second time, I'm going to find out he sounds like a dolphin. Oh, man. Usually I watch some of these like favorite moments multiple times, but I didn't want to. I felt if I did that with that moment, I was going to want to do that with several other moments. But we are going to get into a general Beavis and Butthead discussion. I'm sure you guys don't mind. Nope. But when it comes to a rating for here, if I could give it beyond 5, I would, but I can't. So I am going to give it a 5. But I felt it almost deserves more. Greg?
Yeah. I feel this should get a 69. it just is fitting. No, this movie was fantastic. It hit all the notes, like I said, that it needed to. Had the nostalgia, had the humor. I didn't feel it deviated from what it was. I do have to say, like, I was partially tempted to knock it down a little bit because the soundtrack from the first movie was so good. And I don't feel this one met nearly what that was. It was still fun, but like, it just wasn't the same. But the
the nachos part was pretty dope though.
Yeah, it was. It really was. So like all around, you have to give it a 5.
I'm with you. I'm a 5 also. I keep going back and forth. It's either on par with or better than Do America, but I've seen Do America so many times, so it's not as fresh. So I think this one has that freshness factor going for it. But like, I've already watched it twice also, and yeah, I'm a 5 easy.
And before moving on, I realize I forgot to mention Mike Judge, Carlos Azraqui, Gary Cole, Andrea Savage. Yeah, he did say 69, Big T, as stars of the movie, but holy Toledo. I completely lost my train of thought because I wanted to get these actors and actresses in there, and I realized I hadn't said it. There was a moment towards the end where you saw different this isn't really a spoiler, but you saw different variations of the title characters, Beavis and Butthead. And of course, I don't know if you guys did, but I paused as late as I could. And did Greg, I mean, Todd, no, I saw you nodding, Greg, but Todd, were you happen to catch any favorite variations of the two? Because I found there that I was like, oh, I got to write these down. This is fantastic.
No, what do you have?
Butthead, Terminator, and Beavis, John Connor.
I didn't see that one.
That's top right, anybody watching it, you'll know the scene I'm talking about. Top right corner.
And I saw the one very last minute. The one that stuck with me was the one where Beavis is Butthead and Butthead is Beavis.
Yes. Well, the hairstyles.
Yes, and the shirts. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so I guess this would be a good way to, before we go full-fledged into this just general Beavis and Butthead discussion. Again, it is available on Paramount Plus, and I think all three of us can agree. I think there's like a free 7-day trial or something for Paramount Plus right now. Just do the 7-day trial, watch the movie, and then cancel the trial if you want. But I don't think you should, and here is why. And this is where we get into that Beavis and Butthead discussion, is there are a few episodes on there, early episodes that have, well, I think it's one of the class, like vintage episodes that have a video or two. And then you have a few from the 2011 season. And then you have everything from the Mike Judge collection, which includes every one of their sketches. However, with none of the, almost every one of their.
No. There's 200 episodes in the Mike Judge collection. I think there's something like 400 episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of the early episodes he doesn't like. I think there's like,
is that why it's called the Mike Judge collection?
Yes. There's like whole seasons. Like, I want to say season two is like 90% missing. And then you have early stuff that's there's, it's, he pick and choose the best episodes. So, which is unfortunate.
Say it again.
I said it's unfortunate because there's some good ones that he doesn't like that are pretty hilarious.
Can you recall any of those?
My problem is because I watched the other collection, I don't remember what ones are in there now and which ones are missing. I think there's actually a Cornholio missing too.
Wow.
I have to go through and look specifically.
I can see him pulling one of the Cornholio episodes thinking like maybe he did it too many times. Or maybe he didn't like that particular one.
I think it's just a matter of him not liking certain episodes. Well, that's always been what it's been. There was actually a Best of Beavis and Butthead that was supposed to come out before the first Mike Judge collection.
Yeah.
And a few leaked out, but he found it had episodes he did not like on it. And it killed the release. But a few copies did get out.
You know, if we could narrow down which episodes those were, I'd really be curious because one of the first purchases I made after getting a job at Knott's Berry Farm at age 16 is I saw an infomercial on the television for the complete Beavis and Butthead collection from Time Life Video. It was six DVDs, and I still have them, and I have them all in their cases still. And I'm curious if those contain any of the episodes.
They do.
Sketches. Okay. Well, there we go. We need to find out which ones those are.
Yeah.
And then we'll do an update on a future episode.
Maybe we'll watch some favorite episodes and review them.
Hey, there we go.
Figure out which episodes were taken off the Mike Judge collection and watch those.
Yeah.
As a Patreon, because, you know, I mean, you deal with all that. I mean,
well, if we're dealing with Patreon, you know what I get asked for all the time. And that's the Superman 3.
Why do you need to bring it up again? Oh, my God. We were having such a good time. We were all in a good mood. And then you had to bring up stupid Superman 3 again.
Oh, I didn't tell you, Ozzy. We have a brand new shirt we're going to have tonight.
Excuse me?
We have a brand new shirt. New shirt exclusively tonight on Farce. Would you like to see the shirt, Ozzy?
What are you talking about?
Here's our brand new shirt.
Oh my king God.
Well, I'm gonna pull it down so I can see your face, Ozzy. Are you ordering yours?
Oh shit, oh my God. To those listening on the audio, you just missed the parodied version of Wrestling's The Bloodline Faction TV shirt, although with Greg's face, Todd's face, and of course my face on where you would expect to see it.
And you missed something, didn't you?
Did I? Oh, please don't show it again.
Well, here's the shirt.
You are serious? Oh my God! I thought it was just a joke! I thought you were kidding! God!
The night only, 1999.
What do you mean? Wait, what?
Tonight only, 1999.
What do you mean tonight only?
I mean, if you want this shirt, you better get it tonight.
So it's only available tonight?
Or till I pull it down.
Or, okay, so basically, if you want this shirt, you need to buy it now because it's not just going to be available until the end of time. Because that would be pretty up, and it would piss me off if it was available to the end of time. But you're saying it's only available for a very short time.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what's really frustrating. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the conflict that's happening in my brain right now. As I went to broadcasting school, right, as a host to sell, right? You're there to sell, right? And I was like, okay, here we have a product. And I got one side of the brain's like, all right, sell the product. And the other side's brain like, no, that's not real. Don't sell the product. It's like, God, the link's on the screen.
It's in the description. The direct
/freshman features. Oh my God, I can't control myself. You have created a civil war inside my head.
But you know, you missed one big thing. You missed the fourth person on the image.
I did not see a fourth person on the image.
You gotta look real hard.
Oh my God, are those the DVDs?
Yeah.
Not that part. But I said a person.
That's actually very clever. Why is private school on there? Why is the ghost on there? Come on! Oh my God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to purchase the first and only available for the next, I don't know, few hours, keep it on sale till July 5th. So I think some people are have paydays coming up. There's a holiday coming up. Rent's coming up.
I got you.
I hate to freaking say this. I have the Civil War going inside my freaking mind right now. I have one side saying, tell him to keep it up for 2 weeks. And I have the other side saying, tell him to keep it up for 5 minutes. I feel like Harvey Dent. That's what I really feel like. God.
All because of the last two words you said to me.
Yo.
This was all Greg. I can't even take credit.
Okay,
that was
let's get going. Go!
I like how it shuts you up too when I push it.
I'm so sorry we deviated from the Beavis and Butthead discussion for Todd's own personal desires. However, I will need to state, as mentioned, there's a side of my brain that's forcing me to say this. If you want to get that shirt, you got to do it soon. Todd.
We've already got a Ribs Cornette shirt request too now.
Todd? How long can you keep that link to a shirt up?
As long as I want.
Well, somebody asked till July 5th. That's a fair request.
You know what? I like the 2 weeks. We'll give them to the 11th. 2 weeks. On our show, the 11th, sales will be done. When we conclude our show on the 11th.
And 7-Eleven is a good day to remember. So you remember the free Slurpee? That's the last day you'll have to purchase a Flesh Wound Farce shirt. God, that's going to be a limited edition item, I think, at one day. And I hate the fact that if somebody were to approach me with a silver Sharpie wearing that shirt and ask me to sign it, I'd be forced to say yes. And I hate that. So if you really want to piss me off and you got $20, that's the way to do it. God.
Oh, wait. We have a very important question.
This is ridiculous.
We have a very important question from one of our patrons, Jessica. Got to say it the right way. Ozzy.
Okay.
How and why is your hair so wet in the airport?
Okay. Friday, I had to drive to Menifee, and I was in like the Inland Empire where it was 100 degrees, and I had no air conditioning. Okay, right. We get it. Can I just tell the story?
I'm illustrating while you're talking.
You've already illustrated plenty of times. People are aware of how wet my hair was. Now, I had no air conditioning and I was in this area, so I had to wash my hair before going to the airport. So I washed my hair, and before we went to the airport, we went to IHOP. which, by the way, if you ever go to the IHOP right next to John Wayne and you ask for a side salad, you're only going to get lettuce and dressing. That's it.
The Daily Ghost, he flies. Go ahead.
He flies first class with showers included. Not yet. Big T, I would not be offended with an Aussie eating compilation video. Come on! I keep getting distracted from Beavis and Butthead. You just find a way to do this. No matter
if the movie doesn't do it, you've got messages. A
way. Excuse me, I'm sorry?
The chat was active. I'm just giving them what they want.
Yeah.
Oh, edit.
Daily we Ghost. Need more Forest Live shows. Keep them coming. Well, I will take this opportunity to say this. If you have an opportunity to join on the Flesh Wound Network Patreon, there you'll have an opportunity to vote on the next live episode. Is that right, Todd?
That is right. We're going to do a summer-themed comedy.
God, do we have any options yet?
We don't. You know what? If you're a Patreon and you have a beautiful summertime comedy that you think Ozzy would love, just DM the Patreon or the throw it if you're on Discord, throw it in the Discord, and we'll yeah.
And mentioned earlier, oh God, was the stupid Superman 3. And Jamie Hart with Ozzy needs to start yelling fire like Beavis. Get us back on track. Fire, 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 fire. Back on track, Werewolves of Highland and the Crying episodes that are currently now available on Paramount Plus. The specific Crying episode, and both these do include the first episode, Werewolves of London, includes a clip from Jersey Shore, which is hilarious, a video from Skrillex, and then the Crying episode includes a video from LFMAO and True Life Addicted to Porn.
Yeah.
My God, I think still to this, like, I'm including all the times from when I was in junior high and high school, that Crying episode was the hardest I'd laughed in anyone. So that hands down my number one favorite right there, Crying from the 2011 season. I understand it's newer, but my God, there was pain in my brain from that episode. Do you guys have any particular episodes that you recall or like, this is like that you laughed till you were dead?
It's an obvious one, but the original Cornholio with the Halloween candy, because I love Halloween. So,
and that also had the Whip It Devo video.
Okay.
So that also helped because you had him, you know, going crazy at Stuart's house. For those unfamiliar, Stuart had a case of diarrhea. And Beavis and Butthead went over to his house. Then when the mom offered him food, they wanted other stuff. So they started going through the cupboards. And that's when Beavis had, I believe Butthead said it was 47 candy bars and a 6-pack of root beer. And that's when he began the transition at Stuart's house. You saw the Devo Whip It video. And then you were at the class. It was such a perfect, because that was a great video from what I recall. Only they could bring that one back. But so Todd, you were there. Greg, did you have one?
A lot of those episodes are like foggy these days, but there was an episode where Beavis, pretty sure like cut off his finger or something.
Oh yes.
Bleeding profusely. And like, I just remember him like sitting on the couch, like so pale, just, oh God.
I'm pretty sure that was the wood shop.
Yes, wood shop. Yeah.
He chopped it off. And speaking of Beavis, there was every single episode, and still in this movie, he actually had a particular line where he says in this tone where he has one of these lines that it seems like a line that just everybody would say, specifically in the universe when they're taking a picture of the German family and they think they're watching TV. And after they fall off the pier, and they're timing, oh, this show kicks ass. And Beavis says, the show really found itself. I'm glad we stuck with it.
Ben Grimm's posting in the chat. He likes the Christmas episode where Beavis is Scrooge. That was a great one.
Excellent. And by all means, ladies and gentlemen, again, available on Paramount Plus is the Mike Judge Collection. Would you know if that Christmas Scrooge episode is available, Todd?
I didn't check specifically for that one. I want to say that one is one you can still
watch. And Grim, if you know that for sure, you're more than welcome to throw in a comment. But if not, no big deal.
Yeah, they're already bringing comments. You guys got to be a little more creative. These are a little too tame for Ozzy to enjoy. Well, they're all I think One Crazy Summer, isn't that one we have coming up?
One Crazy Summer we did last year, so that is available. Well,
Jamie, sorry, that one we did. I can't.
No, Jamie, listen, we read your mind and we did it last year, so it's already there. Now these two fools weren't as happy with that film as I was, so. Spoiler a little bit. These
well, now she's going to listen to it. She doesn't need to. Good job, Ozzy.
No, listen to it anyway, because you'll see how retarded these guys are. I apologize. Oh, that just came out of live wood. I get mad. You guys make me mad sometimes. You got me riled up with the shirt and then with the photo. It's hard to have the filter on when you do all that stuff. I'm just glad I didn't throw my chair against the wall. All right, well.
I think you're too in shock.
I am. Well, yeah, I was definitely shocked to see a shirt on sale for a limited time only. God, stop it. Okay. Any other thoughts on just Beavis and Butthead in general before we head out for the night? And I say
it's awesome. Watch it. Even the ones Mike Judge thinks are bad episodes, I think are fun.
Now, are there new ones coming out too? Like new
I've heard that, but I'm not. I know it was brought up in the chat, the ones in the fall. I heard they were going to do new ones. I don't know if it's another movie or if we're going to have weekly. Well, maybe not weekly, but a little
just
batch.
Like 10 episodes or something.
Yeah, I hope so. Because I love the 11. I'm kind of bummed they didn't put them all up, because even on those three episodes from the 8th season, Did they all have the clips or just some?
They all have three. Yeah.
Because like on the Blu-ray, it has everything that when it was aired. There's an episode that I really like, and I brought up Human Centipede. They did a review for Human Centipede where they like was one of the bumpers. So they like watch clips and like Siskel and Ebert in the suits. It's pretty funny.
Now I do hope that this movie gets a Blu-ray or something release, or if they start on these streaming shows or streaming services, if they can start adding in commentary tracks or deleted scenes, because that's one of the downsides of the streaming services. You don't really see those And this is one of those movies I'd love to get in the head of Mike Judge and hear where he was at with this.
They little can dark. I think isn't there some streaming movies where you can turn the commentary on? Like it's available on some ties.
I know they do that on like Vudu and like paid services. I don't know about any free. The most I know about is HBO Max. Like if there's an unrated version, sometimes if you look down, it'll automatically have the R rated, but it'll have bonus features. You can play like the unrated. Okay. I know all the Saws are like that.
Okay. Got it. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't let the limitation of this episode ending become a limitation to your suggestions. If there's any comedy,
I'm taking notes.
Okay. Excellent. There's some comment. Obviously Todd is the filter. I don't see all the comments that come up. Todd does. So he's taking a bunch of notes. And I guarantee that there's going to be some choices you'll have if you're a member of the Patreon that will piss me off. And the next live episode,
the list right now, I'm kind of disappointed. We're not on that level. You might like most of these.
Okay. Well, then maybe on the next live episode, Todd will debut a new shirt you can buy because he's a jerk. How about that?
We'll get Dan next, maybe.
Has Dan ever thrown his hat across the room?
No.
By the by, Dan was almost in the place of the ghost. On that shirt, but then I forgot about our ghost friend.
I think I prefer the ghost.
I think you should have just stuck Dan's hat on Ozzy.
That is ridiculous. The point and I hate that I'm saying this, but the point is to see my hair. So anyway, all right. Well, you guys have anything else to say before we head out for the evening? This live episode.
I do not. I'm just taking notes. They're coming fast and furious.
Yeah. If you're watching this, even after we've ended this live recording, go ahead, put down in the comment section of what film you'd like to see us review, be it summer or not. However, do understand that the vote that I mentioned of vote on which movie we'll get to see on, we'll discuss and review on our next live episode, that will be for the Patreon members only. Is that correct, Todd?
For which one? Sorry, I'm what?
For everybody to vote
yes.
on the movie that's going to piss me off. Or I'm sorry, not piss me
no,
off.
No. That they're going to get to
the vote on the next live episode of which movie we will cover.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
By the way, I just have to say, Todd said coming fast and furious.
And I just put the link for all of our shirts in the store.
In all the right. Store,
then. In the description.
But there's only one you could only get for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's at the very bottom. You have to pass all the awesome cruel Christmas cruelty merchandise, our Bloom House shirt, our Flesh Wound Whore, our MILF shirt.
What about the Flesh Wound Whore shirts?
The Flesh Wound Whore shirts?
The Flesh Wound Whore shirts.
This one?
No. Oh, my. Yeah, no. You should have a Flesh Wound Whore shirt. Okay. H-O-O-O-R? Am I?
Mine's better.
Greg, am I, like, losing it?
Horror. Well, yeah, of course we have that one. I mean, one's... That's, like, our main one. Jeez, come on.
Am I losing my mind?
This one?
No, I'm trying to reference Always Sunny.
Oh, my God.
I know. What's wrong with you? Bob, are you watching? Do you see this right now?
I just thought it was Arno.
This is what's wrong with me. We come up with shirts like that. So there you go. Still available. Great for Mother's Day.
I still think a Flesh Wound Whore shirt would. I would buy a Flesh Wound Whore shirt. Okay.
After you get your winger shirt, I'll make sure it's done.
Oh, you son of a. That is not even funny.
That's why you're in the middle, Stuart. I'm in Ozzy.
I'm going to punch you in the face so hard.
I don't think I could ever see Ozzy in person again.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was Beavis and Butthead, the review and discussion of Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. Currently available now on Paramount Plus. Do yourself a favor. Check it out. And if it comes out by chance on Blu-ray, there's a good chance you're going to want to buy it. If, of course, you're a fan of the original Beavis and Butthead, which, by the way, I failed to mention this earlier. My fourth grade teacher hated Beavis and Butthead to the point she brought it up in class. She said, just want you guys to know. Okay, yes. And don't forget, you could purchase.
I'm just leaving it up so they can see.
Okay, yes. Thank you. And as the T-shirt is up there, I'll finish with this story. My fourth grade teacher, she was a fantastic teacher. Her name was Mrs. Krausman. And she had said, there's a show that's gaining popularity. Some of you might know what it is. Some of you might not. The show is called Beavis and Butthead, and the characters do stupid things. Don't repeat anything they do in this class. I don't think you should watch the show, but that's up for your parents to decide. And I was like, Beavis and Butthead? Holy cow, this is hilarious! By ironic means, I find out about the show.
Yeah, it's always the best way.
There you go. All right, so check that out. That is world famous juggler Greg Larson and Flesh Wound producer Todd, and I'm Ozzy V, and we'll see you next week right here on a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce.